And you might just check in to see if what's changed since the bell rang. Really. See if you've had the sense of anything actually ending. If you have the sense that meditation's ended, then you've probably lost touch with being here. And maybe a little more inclusivity, but same thing. Look, just to notice, awareness, this always on knowing capacity, receiving capacity for experience, it's still here. And experience, immediate, visceral, changing, full of extraordinary detail, still here. Experience may look and feel a little different with eyes open, but hey, experience looks and feels different all the time from one moment to the next, one moment to the next. Capacity for embodiment, same. And sometimes we can get discouraged when the instructions for meditation may speak, like I just have been during the meditation, about staying present, about attention being grounded in body, about being intimate with what's happening. And we hear those kind of instructions, and then you may contrast that with your experience of you know, many times noticing that you've spaced out in one way or another. But that's not failing at the practice. That is the practice, right? That fact that you notice, if you noticed many times that you'd spaced out, hallelujah, that's a great thing, right? The problem is we tend to emphasize the many times spaced out rather than the, many times noticing. Many times noticing shows that your practice is alive. Spaced out. The tragedy then is we go on to moan about why I was spaced out, how long I was spaced out for, why, what's the matter with me for being so spaced out. And anyway, isn't that spaced out thing more interesting than meditation? Maybe I'll go back to that a bit. Or whatever. Rather than using that moment of recognition, that's the moment where the bubble bursts, where the dream ends. And that's what I mean when I spoke earlier about, you know, it depends on our sincerity. Right? The sincerity with which in the moment of seeing that you've been caught up in some fantasy, some reaction, some abstraction, the sincerity with which you can just really clearly and gently drop it. So, before we spend a little time in walking meditation, I thought let's do a bit of talking meditation. We came for a silent day in London inside. Right. And just to see, we're just in a rather informal way, but we just spend a few minutes, we'll turn to somebody near you, and you might introduce yourself. And we just spend a few minutes talking. And to see if one can talk with the same orientation. Doesn't mean, of course, the talking is a bit more complex activity than just sitting and breathing. Right. So maybe that the degree of inner sensing and inner aliveness may not be the same. Right. Because there's more complexity to the experience. But the orientation can still be the same. And that's what's significant, right? The orientation to still letting the hearing and the responding and the reflecting and the speaking, letting it happen by staying here in the midst of experience. Rather than going out. Well, some of us, that's our pattern. We go out to the other, who are they? What do they need? What do they think of me? How do I mean? Yeah, you recognize that? Some of you. And for others of us, the pattern is more to withdraw into myself. Oh my goodness, here I am, another dreaded human being. And we can probably, it's probably a fair bet that they're mostly reasonable human beings. So just to see if that orientation, a kind of contactful with body sitting. I'm curious about what's happening here. Here, in the interaction. I'm just available to immediate experience. And you may notice then in these few minutes of speaking that you talk about whatever you like. But the more you abstract the subject matter, the more likely you are to be caught in the abstraction. So if you start talking about, oh, my, I do this and that for a living, and yesterday I was this, and I like this kind of music and that kind of thing, you say whatever you like. But the tendency, the more abstract you are, the more you'll tend to be caught, it doesn't have to be, but more likely to be caught in inner images, self-images, memory images. So you might find that it's most helpful to be, for the exercise to be rather immediate. You might speak about what you noticed in the practice this morning. How it was during meditation. Or, most immediate, how it is to be sitting here talking to you. Oh, I notice I'm a bit shy. And when I say shy, oh, I can feel a certain kind of tentativeness, and that tentativeness shows up as a bit of tension in my belly. Oh, and now as I speak about it, I feel really shy. I'm talking about it. But actually, it's okay. Oh, that's nice. And I just notice my belly soften as I let myself be okay with it, etc. So, we don't need any more structure than that. We can just turn to each other, we give 5 or 10 minutes. You might just begin by presenting yourself, saying your name, etc. And I'll ring the bell. Sorry if I cut you off mid-sentence. It's quite lovely to just to sit here and see you all interacting. Quite different from the tube carriage yesterday in Paris. Bright, connective, beautiful. May not have felt like the inner experience for everyone. But I just, to suggest it, you know, as a resource in the midst of our communicatory lives, when so often, you know, we're either busy rehearsing what we're going to say or worrying about what the other thinks of us, or, you know, unchecked, our mental apparatus that has developed in the way that it has, whatever way that is, for the last few decades, right, unchecked, it will tend towards spinning endless stuff. So in contact with another, it'll spin endless stuff about the other, or about how I am with the other, or what the other's thinking about how I am, which of course is actually what I think about what the other thinks about how I am. Now, why would you want to do that? So just as a resource, the opportunity that's always there, to let body be a resource, let the simplicity, the immediacy of things be the primary ground of contact. And the irony is, of course, actually, that the more we stay here, the more actual intimacy is available, the more actual contactfulness is available with the other. Because the other isn't actually out there somewhere in this strange land called the world. Right? The other is arising here in my experience. The more I trust my capacity to be here in my experience, the more I'm actually able to not only sense what's happening here in what we call bodily experience, but the more I'm able to sense, oh, what's going on here, here in the what I call the other, here in the field of communication between us. The more kind of grounded we are, the more alive we are, the more natural we are, the more caring we are in the contact. We'll have some more opportunity to practice later.